This is Kurt.
And this is Tracy.
And this is the MFG Cast. Everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to another board game edition of the MFG Cast.
You are not impressed.
I know. I do.
As you're implementing your fake smile, hello.
Well, I'm all business, baby.
Okay.
All right. Again, we've lost people already. Hey, welcome to another edition. Let's say it again.
As soon as we say, this is Kurt.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, thanks. I don't say this.
Thanks a lot, you jerk. All right.
As soon as they hear your voice, they're like, click.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Wow. This podcast has officially been
canceled.
Disbanded. By me. We're done.
Okay.
We're just gonna kind of have a loosey-goosey episode called What We've Been Doing Recently? That sounds like a crappy title for this. What could be better?
What we've been up to.
Perfect.
I think that's what I told you.
Yeah.
And then
I love it. I forgot about it because I have the worst memory in the world.
Even though we talked about it like 20 seconds
ago.
Yep,
exactly. Thank you for pointing out my shortcomings.
Oh, shut.
This episode's called Point Out Kurt's Shortcomings.
And now more people.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's get into it. For us, it was just yesterday. We got together with a couple of friends of ours, and we actually played some games. 4 in total, I think we played.
I don't know, but do we want to talk about what we did before that?
Oh, what did we do before that?
Because I know you want to jump right into what we played, but so our friends live in the cities, and we've talked about them before, because these are the friends that we like to get together with, like, once a month.
And for people that don't know, the cities means Minneapolis, St. Paul, for those don't live around.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yes.
Anyway, so they live in Minnesota. And so it was our turn to drive to Minnesota to hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this means is we always get awesome food and we have awesome
company.
Camaraderie.
Yeah, yep. Camaraderie. Good word.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You said it earlier. And play games with them. But before we actually met up with them, we stopped at a game store in Roseville.
Yeah, Roseville, Minnesota. Yep.
Called Source Comics and Games, I think.
I know it's Comics and Something. I can't remember the exact title.
I'm looking it up because...
Name of their store. I know it's The Source or Source.
No, it's not The Source.
Oh, it's just Source?
Source Comics and Games.
Oh, there you go. I thought it was
The Source. So I did have it.
Nice. Good job.
Yeah, because I couldn't find it when I was trying to map it out as The Source.
Gotcha. But it is The Source for gaming and comics. Ha-ha! Boom!
Oh, it is. Take it. This store is...
Awesome. Amazing.
All
encompassing.
I was going to start singing and then I thought, nope, more people will leave. You walk in and it's like glorious.
Yeah. What do they have? Board games, RPGs, comic books, books,
paint
for miniatures. Yeah. What else do they have? I mean, all kinds of cool stuff.
Stuffed animal things.
Yeah.
Like, you name it, it's intense? No,
it is glorious.
It's glorious. That was a good word. Yeah. I liked that word that
yes,
came up with.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
It was not what I expected.
No, it was like, what? We're going to come up here once a month and grab some stuff.
Well, because this is what I thought. I told them, hey, we left a little late, like maybe 15 minutes. We're going to stop at this game store, and then we'll see you, because then we were going to hit up an Indian buffet.
Yeah.
And we were, like, super excited because the Indian buffet closed at, like, 3 o'clock. So we were like, I didn't think we were going to be in there very long.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that we were in there that long.
No.
But we walked in and I was like, okay, well, maybe we're going to be in here for a while, because I didn't even know where to start. I was like,
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they had bins of, like, individual colored dice that you, if you had a certain, you know, color that you're going for, dice that would glow in the dark and, like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And they were like $1.50 a die, and
yep.
Like, all this stuff was just awesome, and it was something for everyone, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, unless you're not a fun person. I mean, just kidding.
Wow. But, like, shots fired.
Well, the people that are listening to this are,
yeah, exactly.
People,
yeah, so, yeah, like, it's not like real. Yeah, it's not like anybody listening to this is not a fun person, obviously, because yeah, they listen to cool podcasts like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
but this place was awesome.
It was
epic, glorious.
It was cool. Well, and the fun thing too about it is that not only did we, you know, find some awesome games, and we're just like, well, we're definitely coming back here. We actually ran into a person that was also from out of town. We're from Wisconsin, one state over. This person was from Iowa, which is one state over. And he saw me with my pile of games in my hand, and he's like, nice. And I'm like, I know. I'm like, we don't have these kind of game stores in town. Like, we have a couple of game stores that are good, but not this good.
No.
Apologies to the game stores here, but, like, this place has everything.
Yes.
Yeah, like new games, old games, they had like used games, they had newer games, some games that, you know, we wouldn't be able to find at our local game stores, unfortunately.
They were all alphabetized too, so. Yeah,
so if you need to find something, you
could. And they actually like had the letter on the shelves and stuff, so you knew, kind of like a library of games. It was cool.
Yeah. So, so it was cool to actually talk to that person, and he's like, yeah, you know, I don't really have a good game group by us or whatever, and I just kind of, I'm getting my wife into gaming and stuff like that, and he's asking us about stuff, and he saw a Century Spice Road, and we're like, well, we're bringing that game to play with our friends, because they really like it, so you should get it.
Like, it's in our car right now.
Yeah, which is funny.
I wonder if he ever bought it.
I don't know. We'll probably never know. Unless we
We'll never know.
Oh, well, maybe we'll bump into him again that store.
And then he thought, well, maybe I should just buy the big box, which is like Century Spice, Eastern Wonders, and
A New World or something like that, I think is the last one.
And I was like, wow, go big.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, I felt like even the price of the games in there was like outrageous at all.
Yeah.
Because we walked up to the counter, and we ended up paying for a, like, their year membership or your discount card or something like that, which gets us 10% off of our purchases.
And it only costs $10 a year, which is cheap.
And it paid for itself plus, because we walked up, how many games did we end up getting?
Five, I think.
Five. Granted, we got some smaller games. We only got one bigger game. But we spent, like, $150 before the card, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, it just seemed really reasonable. Granted, we bought a Rollin' Right. We bought what else did we buy? Like, a two-player game. What else did we get?
You got that garden game that you really wanted.
Yeah, that was the biggest game.
Oh, the biggest game. Yep, a two-player game, dice game.
Yep,
I already said that. What else?
Yep.
I'm repeating yourself, but I'm trying to think. Hold on. It's right in the other room.
This is intense.
Sushi Go Party and Long Shot the Dice Game.
No, Dice Game. So we got five games.
Yep.
I felt like it was good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even any of the other games, I don't feel like they were crazy priced.
No.
Like, they could have charged whatever, and people would have been like, this store is awesome anyway, we're going to just pay.
Yeah, yeah. And we actually got games that we wanted. We didn't just buy them because we're like, oh, so many games, we'll just get some. Like, there's actually games that we actually wanted.
Yeah.
So, that's good.
So, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was very cool.
And then next time, you decided, like, on Nerd Adjacent, you decided that you're going to mark down what you need for comic books.
Yep.
And so the next time we go, you'll be able to fill those gaps because you don't want to duplicate.
Yeah, yeah. I was feeling the pressure because we're like, we got to go. But I'm like, I want to see all the comics. So like, I'm definitely gonna write down what I need and go get them next time. So
yeah, there were like just drawers of them.
Yeah, some old comics, new comics, just like you would in a comic book, most comic book stores.
Yeah, amazing. We definitely could have spent way more time in there. Yep. It was amazing.
It was cool.
So
fast forward as we like actually make it to our friend's house and decide to play a few games.
We played a lot of games.
We did. Yeah. Yeah, four games is a lot of games for one game night or game day.
It was amazing. So one of the games that we ended up buying at Source was Garden Guests by Van Ryder Games.
Mm-hmm.
And this game I probably saw maybe like a year-ish ago.
Yeah.
And it had like a beautiful table presence. Mm-hmm. And I didn't remember much about it at all, but I had, you know, I don't know, I'm kind of a sucker for a table presence game. And so I just thought, let's get it. And you weren't totally convinced, and I couldn't really tell you much about it, and the back of it didn't talk too much about it, and we didn't do much research. We just ended up buying
it. Yeah, yeah. See, like, that's a thing where, like, and again, it was fine that you know, you wanted that game because I was like, obviously, if you're interested, let's get it. But, like, I've been trying to get out of that mode of,
yeah,
I don't know what this game is about. Let's try it. You know, it's like...
Well, and sometimes it bites us. Yes. Other times it doesn't. This time, it didn't bite us.
It did not.
This game was great.
Yeah. It was phenomenal.
So our friends picked this game as the game they wanted to try first because it also caught their eye for table presence. And so we learned how to play it. It was an easy game to learn how to play,
I thought. Yeah.
And it was not disappointing to play on the table or to place on the table, see it on the table. Like, it was, I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to play it again. I kind of want to see how it plays with two players.
Yeah. It has an interesting strategy to it because this game is way more strategic than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw it, I was like, okay, I'm interested to see where this goes, but I didn't realize, like, you know, you're trying to plant these colonies of flowers. You're also trying to lay these rocks as a formation. Stones. Yep. And did they call it stone formation, or what did they call that?
Paths.
Stone paths. Yep. And you actually use the stone paths to block other people's paths, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to start on one side of your board that's your color and try to get to the other side of your board and create this path between the two. And you can go lots of different ways on this board, which is what? It's in a hexagon, right? It's a hexagon, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you can vie for certain colonies of flowers, but depending upon however many guests you put there, which are like bugs, beetles, that kind of thing.
They're beetles.
Beetles, yeah. You can, you know, claim those spots, and then as you use those stone paths, you actually block other people from going to, you know, to where they want to go and stuff like that. But also, if you have more guests and these stone paths haven't created these fortifications of these colonies, then you can overcome the colonies that other people have done if you have more beetles. And you use cards to go down the path and stuff like that. It's just, it's a very interesting game. And it definitely has a lot more strategy to it than I thought. And I was very impressed by it.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it'll be interesting to play it again.
Yeah, I really
enjoyed it. And they really liked it too. And
Yeah, so it's nice to be able to play something like that you're unsure of, but then, you know, it really turns out to be a great game.
So I did it again. Did game.
You did. You did great.
Based on not knowing exactly and all on table presents. I'm not always able to do that. So yeah. I was kind of pleased.
Yeah, that was awesome.
One you weren't sure on.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like, it brings me back to Isle of Cats when I'm like, ooh, I got to get this game. And you're like, yeah. I don't
know. Well, and again, I should follow my own advice. Just don't judge a book by its cover. Just see what it's about, you know?
But it doesn't always work out that way.
That's true. One other thing I thought that was kind of cool as I was reading the instructions is that the lady that illustrates this game, she actually, before they made the cards and stuff like that, she actually like cut out like different things and made these flowers herself. So like the cards are kind of like made out of like cardboard art of her flowers, or well, not cardboard, but colored paper art or whatever with the flowers that she did and stuff like that.
Yeah, she like built it with other materials, like the look of it or something. Yeah, yeah. Right? And then they must have taken pictures and built it into the cards.
Built it into the cards.
Like the cards are like normal.
Yeah.
But the illustrations on the cards are her paper art.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. So. Never seen that.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just kind of glom over, like, we played Century Spice Road again. I feel like this is between this and Castles of Burgundy, those are the two games we've played a crap ton recently. Because we played them online.
We've played the Golem Edition, which is...
Yeah, again, it's the same really game. It's just different. Same. Yeah, it's just a different different look or whatever.
But while we were playing Century Spice, because that's one of their favorites that we've introduced them to, we decided to enhance our game. So we ordered the spice bags to use versus the cubes for Century Spice. So those should be coming on Etsy.
So who did you end up ordering those through?
Top Shelf Gamer.
Top Shelf Gamer. We've actually gotten a couple of things from them. I think we got... I think you got some stuff for Orleans for us from them, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just a little ad for Top Shelf Gamer if you're looking to enhance your game. Yep. Not a sponsor, but we're gonna talk about them.
But anyway. We got that, and then we got some coins from them also to use. They were for a different game, but we are gonna use the coins for Orleans.
Yeah, for sure.
So
we played that again, which is cool. Oh yeah, for sure. I love upgrading games that we love, but we've already talked about that too.
So yeah, they're very excited to see what it's going to be like with the enhanced. Like, I mean, gaming in general is new to them, so they were like, "What?
Mm-hmm.
You like when we said, hey, we enhanced this stuff for these other games?" They're like, "Shut up! What you did?" What new pieces of cheese you're putting on these games? And yeah. So that's the next game we're going to introduce them to is Orleans. So they'll I think appreciate all of the different components that we've upgraded.
Yeah, for sure. Another game we played is Survive Escape from Atlantis. Boy, this is a game we have not played for a while, but I've never been disappointed with this game. I just love it so much.
I forgot how much I liked it.
Yeah.
Because we haven't played that one in a long time.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's one of our earlier purchases. Because back when we first started this podcast, and I can't believe that I'm saying this, but we just passed our 12th anniversary, which is awesome. I didn't want to do an episode but it's nice to know that we've been able to kind of stay strong and be able to keep going, you know? But I remember when we first started, one of the first-ish people that we talked to was Steven Bonacore from Stronghold Games. And it was nice to be able to talk to him because he was just so passionate about gaming and stuff like that and his company, you know, and he was able to redo this game. It was actually something that was done by a gentleman. He was able to help publish it again, basically. Put it out under the Stronghold Games' name or whatever, but yeah, it's just fun to get that. So people, if you have not played this game, which again, it's an older game and it's not really in the zeitgeist anymore-ish.
Can you still buy it?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look.
Why don't you look? I will kind of talk about the game. So basically, you're on this island that's basically going to, it's falling apart. and you're trying to get yourself off the island by any means possible, either by going by boat or swimming in the water by itself, but you have to be careful because there are sharks that can eat you, there are monsters that can, or sea monsters that can eat your boat and you, and there are whales that can capsize your boat and make you a swimmer. And when you have different numbers on each of your peoples, and you gotta try to get them to land before the whole island goes up in flames and basically destroys everything. And depending upon however many people that you bring and however many points are on them, whoever has the most points wins that way. And it's just one of those games that, I don't know, just every time I really like, I love to see the engagement in the game, to see like what, like, because the players can actually control what happens to some of like the monsters basically, or the different things, not monsters, like the sea monster, the whale and the shark. Like, you can decide what you want to do, and everybody was like really in this game was really like, okay, I don't really want anybody eating your players or capsizing your boat until the end. And you could tell people were just like, okay, I have to win this game now, so now I'm gonna try to get your guy eaten, so then it, you know, you end up losing more points and stuff like that. But everything was very like nice up until that point, where sometimes it could be like everybody's just going out of their way to, you know, destroy everything that you're doing, kind of thing. So, yeah, it was nice to be able to play that game and get it to the table again.
So, here's a fun fact about it.
Yeah.
Which, maybe you knew this, but I didn't. This game originally came out in 1982.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think... you know what? I'm pretty sure that there is an old episode of this podcast where I talked to Steven about that, and I bet you he talked about it.
The original publisher was Parker Brothers.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I pulled it up on Amazon, just because I was curious whether you could still buy it, it's currently unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
The copy of the picture that they show is a 30th anniversary edition.
Gotcha.
Holy cow. I didn't know that at all. Yeah, great game.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I really dig that game.
It's really awesome that they picked that up. I wonder if, like, if I just Google it, not on Amazon, if you can buy it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just looking. Yeah, it's expensive. Well, it depends on where you get it. Like, if you go to Noble Knight Games... they have a used copy of it for $95.
Wow. Wow.
So we're going to hold on to this one.
No kidding. Holy moly.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Crazy.
The other ones, I don't know that they're legit.
Yeah. So if you can find it at like a board game auction and get it for a good price, I mean, it's worth your time. I feel like I really enjoy it.
Yeah. It's a great game.
It is.
But also on a side note, Noble Knight Games is a great place to buy games.
Yes.
So especially not knocking them for that price.
Especially either. Games that you can't get anywhere else. They're really good at having the stuff that you
got,
need. Boy, we're just giving free advertisement to everybody today.
Where did I bought that game for you at Noble Knight? That we couldn't
San Marco
that yes. I couldn't seem to get anywhere else, and it was used, but that is an old game too.
Yep.
And they were able to send that to us used, and it was in excellent condition. Yeah. I don't think that they would sell anything that wasn't in good condition.
Yeah, correct. Yep. It's got their name on it.
And I think they are in Wisconsin.
Yep, they are. Very cool.
Yeah.
What was the last game that we played with them?
The last game we played with them was Lanterns.
Lanterns, yes.
The, Harvest Festival.
Right? Yes, by Christopher Chung. Yeah, love that game.
Yep. Boy, that was a long time coming, too. We haven't played that game in ages either.
We have not.
The last log I have on that play, which I don't know that it's entirely accurate, because this year the goal is to log all of our plays on BG Stats.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that whole drama, for those of you who have been listening, where we had a little mishap on our plays and stuff when we transferred from Android to iPhone. But the last known logged play of that game was 2019.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
That's embarrassing.
It is.
But what? It maybe was before, or maybe since that, but I kind of feel like it wasn't.
Yeah.
And they really liked this game, too. I think they, like, really were digging all the games that we for introduced. Sure. We could have played longer if we didn't have to drive home, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah. This is a game that I've always dug. And then, again, just like Survive was like, oh my god, I forgot how much I love this game. Like, in this game, you are at a Lanterns Festival, and you're trying to make it all just bright and lovely and stuff like that. And the way you do it in this game is you're laying these tiles, and depending upon the where the tiles lie and where the players are facing, you get certain colored lantern cards. And as you get those keep collecting those lantern cards, you make dedications to get points. And it depends upon what you're doing. So, like, you do, like, three pairs or every single color or four of one color. How you can kind of make it go a little bit better or to really, like, trying to think of the word.
Enhance
your turn is if you color match, then you actually get an extra card of that color.
Or more than one.
Yes.
If you can match multiple sides based on your placement.
Yep, on your placement there, yep. And then they also have honor tokens where you can, if you have two of them, you can exchange one of your color cards for another color card, and you can do that during a turn. And
how do you get them?
You get them by, when you place your tiles, you actually have platforms that are in the middle of your...
Like little pictures.
Mm-hmm. They're pictures, but they call them platforms. That's that I actually remember.
Well, yeah, but if you if say
people,
that.
Yeah, if people don't know what I'm talking about.
I didn't know. I was like, platform? Yeah, it's like a picture that kind of enhanced. So it might be a picture of a koi fish or a...
panda bear or something like that.
Flower or something like that.
Yeah, yep, exactly. So, yeah, it's just one of those games. That's another one of those games that, you know... It's got a lot more strategy than you think it would. So it's like, okay, I'm trying to match these colors to get certain cards, but I also don't want to give these other colored cards to the other players because every turn when you place one of your tiles, everybody's getting a card.
Yep.
Unless the cards run out.
And so, then you do that in turn order.
Yes.
So you may get to a person who doesn't get to collect in.
Correct. And you
which happens.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to play that strategy of, like, you know, obviously I want to get all these colors while not, you know, again, because I'm repeating myself, but, you know, because everyone's getting colors that turn, you have to be careful because you can automatically give somebody points where you want to get those points. Like, say, like, I want to get 9 points because I've got all of the colors that they have. Well, if you give that person... before you those colors, then they're going to take that higher number dedication tile, and then you're going to be left with one that's less. So it's a nice little strategy, and I really like that game. It's just another fun
man fun game. Last night it was neck and neck too, because I think you beat me by 1 point.
Yeah, 1 point. We tied
and you won because you had one honor token.
Yep.
That was the tiebreaker, is if you tied, then it was whoever had the most honor tokens. And I had used my honor tokens to finish one more dedication at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And that helped me get closer
mm-hmm.
and tie the game, which I didn't know.
Yeah.
But that left you with an honor token, and I had nothing.
Yeah.
And so you won because you had the honor token.
Yeah, yeah. And I felt bad because we were like 43 to 43. And then some, I don't know if it was you or someone's like, you're tied. I'm like, no, we're not. Like, I picked up my token like, I got it. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, but not sorry.
I hate ties.
I know. I don't like ties either. I would rather just have a winner, you know? Because sometimes...
Well, you are a winner.
Yeah, I know.
I would rather...
But still, I wasn't even playing that strategy of like, oh, I have one more favor token. I'm going
to
win,
well,
you know?
I just was trying to get the most out of it. So then I dedicated something that I knew would get me one more point versus another dedication that got me one less point.
Yeah.
But then I ended up losing by 1 point anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
you're still kind of losing anyway. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
So then I was like, why did I work so hard for that? wouldn't have mattered if I wouldn't have used those. I still would have lost.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Dang.
Yeah, so like that, yeah, that's kind of what we've been up to recently. There's just a lot of things that we've kind of been doing. Excuse me. that we've been doing. It's been nice to be able, and again, we've talked about this before, we have like, it's almost like we have two game groups now, you know? One that we get with weekly, another one we get with monthly. It's it feels good. It really does. Because it, you know, it's...
Yep.
Before it was like, it was just us, or maybe it was just me and Mike. And, you know, sometimes it was hard to get the games to the table that you want. And then also, like, you know, if you're playing, you know, a two-player game or whatever, or, you know, you're not able to get those, like, three- and four-player games where there's a lot more...
Interaction.
Interaction, yeah.
Well, and it's interesting because, and then if Logan joins us,
mm-hmm.
two for games, which is our son, then we have to, like, think, does this game actually play more than four people?
Yeah, because before... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Which is weird because we've never had that problem.
No. And it's weird too because, and I think I talked about this before, when I look at games, I was like, oh, a lot of games we have do not go to five players. It's like 1-4 or 2-4 and that's it, you know? Yeah. And we have gotten a few games here and there that we want to play more players. Like we just got that Sushi Go Party because we're like, okay, if we play with like my family... Or if we play it with a bigger group, like, we need something that's fun but also plays a lot of players. So we have to think about that.
Yeah.
Where even we talked about it, I think, last time we played with Mike. Mike's like, yeah, I have all these two-player games that we can't really play that much anymore because we're always playing four-player, which is not a bad
problem to have. Oh, did he say that the other night?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it was the night that we played, me and him, but I think it was the night before, or the time before that we all played.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, I've got all these two-player games that are just going to sit here for a while. And I'm like, well, you know, we can always get together, you know, not on a game night or whatever, and play a two-player game. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, yeah, it's been nice. We've been getting a lot of good games to the table, and that's been amazing. So, yeah, hopefully...
Some would say it's glorious.
It is glorious. It's glorious. So glorious. Yeah, hopefully you've been able to get awesome games to the table. You know, if there's something you're really excited about lately, please, like, let us know. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We also have a TikTok. You know, if there's something you are excited about that we've played, that you've played, or if there's something new that you've played that you are excited about, let us know. We also have a YouTube channel up. Got lots of different videos there. We're also live streaming our fantasy role-playing D&D-ish campaign called Time After Time, where our characters are time-traveling, trying to fix the future, but they don't... Or the future in the past, and they don't know why. So, if you get a chance, please check that out. And as always, thank you for listening. And until next time, I'm Kurt.
And I'm Tracy.
And this was the MFG Cast.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.